Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Atlanta! Are you ready for game one? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we are loaded today. And I do mean loaded. Plenty of World Series conversation along the way. Buster Olney is going to join us here in about 20 minutes. We're going to talk Falcons with our man, Chuck Smith. Plenty of NFL conversation as well. Steve Weiss is going to stop by. Mike, we'll talk to Darren Eales. They have a big match tomorrow. And we're going to get a chance to talk to our Braves insider, Joe Patrick, along the way, guys. We are chock full of guests, but plenty of time to interact with you as well. Mike Bell, I'll say this, man. I was on probably two or three radio shows today talking about this series, and you know this, and you brought this up yesterday, but it's obvious to me now that everybody's expecting Houston to just roll, right? They just expect the Astros to just roll through us. A guy asked me today, so what is expected once the sweep happens? And I was like, what? Sweep? I don't see that, but okay, you know, I get it. Mike, everybody believes, most people, that we shouldn't be here. It should be the Dodgers. It should be the Brewers. It should be somebody else. And the Astros are just going to just roll us out of this thing.
Which, again, that's a them problem. I mean, look, we are a team which got there in an unorthodox way, but we've seen teams do this before. You don't have to be the 100-game winner to be there, right? I mean, look, if the best team with the most, payroll and this and that, the Yankees would be in it every year. Not the way it works, right? Yep. So, look, we know what we've got. It came together without a lot of stars. I mean, Freddie Freeman is the biggest name as the MVP, and I would think people around the country would know who Freddie Freeman is, right? But the rest of the story, I guess, it's under the radar, and that's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm with you. And because they don't know, or maybe they do now, Rosario, because of what he did in the NLCS, but because they don't know who Soler or Adam Duvall or some of the other guys, you know, Heredia, that have chipped in along the way and made this possible, I don't care. I'm with you. I care less. But it was interesting to hear that perspective as if the Braves don't deserve to be here. Well, game one's tonight. This is why they play the games. Charlie Morton on the hill. Mike, I'll say this. Charlie Morton's been here. Matter of fact, he's been on the opposite side. He's with the Astros back in 2017, and he pitched against them when he was with the Rays. So he's been on both sides of this coin. And tonight, obviously, he's going for the Braves. We got him for another year, but Charlie's been great in the playoffs, man. He's been great.
Right. And again, he's been there, done that. You've talked about it, you know, with the Astros, with the, you know, again, obviously the Rays didn't win it, but he knows what it's like to handle these kind of moments. And now it's just a matter of doing the job, man. Can these guys continue to be as clutch as they've been through what? Since the All-Star break. Read the Jock Peterson article today in the Players Tribune. I thought it was really interesting, man. What'd you think of it?
Great perspective. By the way, you know, for those who don't know, the Players Tribune came about a few years back, and it's a way for players to have an outlet to write kind of their own story or to give different, you know, insight into what's going on. Mike, it was long, but it was very insightful.
Right, and again, we know the guy is just a cool, loose dude, and he's the kind of guy which every team's got to have one or two of these guys, right? Yeah. And when he came in, he talked about, you know, the vibe, and, you know, like, okay, they have two buses when they travel, and one bus is for the pitchers, and one bus is for the other guys, and he's playing cards. Card game was going well, jumps on the bus with the pitcher. Like, what are you doing here? Because you and the mother blankets are going to take us to the World Series. I love a guy like that. I love a dude who's just loose. And again, the Pearl thing has sort of become its own thing. It is just, it's such a cool vibe. It's just one of the many cool, again, I presume the rest of the country is going to learn about this, but hopefully we'll get it cooking. He'll be a part of it tonight.
What do you guys think, man? Want to hear from you, 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We've waited a long time for the start of the World Series, and now it's here. It's in front of us, and we have a chance to capture another title for this organization, but more importantly, one for the city that is now, not 20 years ago, not 30 years ago. You know, it's been 22 years since we've been in this thing. So, as we said yesterday, there's a lot of folks who didn't get a chance to experience the last one. And we didn't win it, by the way, the last time we were in it, 99. So, you know, there's some new incentives here that go along with the Braves getting here. And it's hopefully this starts a run for not just the Braves, but maybe all of our teams. You can find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. We're live on the gram as well as always. Find us on the gram and on Twitch. We are going to talk to Buster only. We'll get his thoughts about this World Series, the pitching, all the things coming from a guy who covers baseball like nobody else. And I'm curious to hear what Buster has to say about this series. Mike, I think it goes 6 or 7. I really do. I think that it has the potential to do that because both teams score runs. We know the Astros score runs. We score runs as well. When you do that, I think this could be a back-and-forth series very easily, and it could go 6 or 7.
So I know that the Astros are about as hot as we are. We've talked about their lineup. We've talked about, you know, the designated hitter. That's one of the things I'm kind of fascinated to see how it goes. But, guys, if we are going to be leaning on the bullpen, could you imagine, by the way, you and I, back in May, saying we're going to the World Series and the bullpen is going to be the thing which gets us there? But we talked about Minter and Matzik and the job that those guys have done. If they continue to do that, then I think we're going to be in a good position. I mean, again, admittedly, I've not watched as much of the Astros as I have other teams in the American League, but I know that they've got a bunch of guys that can hit, they can hit for power, they can create runs. Dusty knows how to do all that stuff. So it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, this is their third World Series in 5 years. So they've got a couple of guys that have been there, and I say that because the whole team is not there. Obviously, like I said, Morton pitched for him in 17. He's not there. So there's a bunch of guys, you know, that are currently not with the team that started this run. But there are 3 or 4 of the core guys that are. And so with that said, I'm with you. I didn't watch the Astros, you know, game in and game out, but I know the core players. I know Altuve and Correa and some of these guys that have been in World Series the last few years. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll see, man. I can't wait to see how these guys respond. I think we're loose. I think we are confident coming off the Dodgers series. And I also think, Mike, you said it, the bullpen, which got us to the NLCS last year, was a strength. Became a strength in the playoffs. I did not think or see that coming. I did not see our bullpen becoming what it is to say, hey, I don't mind handing the ball off to these guys and finishing the game.
And again, it's just amazing if you heard our conversation yesterday with Alex Anthopoulos to not only make the World Series, but to make the World Series with guys, which, to be honest, if we had had this conversation, you know, back in, you know, middle of May or, you know, who knows, even right before the trade deadline, and you knew who Jock Peterson was, how many people would have known who Jorge Soler was, right? Or and Eddie Rosario and what he's capable of doing. So, again, picking the right guys, coming together, it is, yes, it's kind of like, I wouldn't say throw it up on the wall, because Alex Anthopoulos told us he had an idea why he liked this guy. He said that, Alec, if you heard the conversation yesterday, he said Rosario is a guy who gets contact. He makes contact. And in a baseball world, Carl, where it's either strikeout or home run in the postseason, how about having Rosario doing the things he did, making contact?
Yeah. I mean, if he can stay hot, and when I say stay hot, understand that in the playoffs, specifically the NLCS, this guy's hitting 560. A 14, actually 1,100 slugging, and almost a 1,600 OPS. Mike, he's beyond on fire. If he can continue to see the ball the way he is, he's turning on pitches, whether they're inside, down and out, whether he's behind in the count. That's the thing that's been most impressive. Rosario has not been like not in trouble. He's had 2 strikes on him and fought. And you saw that at bat where he hits the home run in the last game. So I'm with you. I mean, if he can continue to see the ball that way, I still need Freddie to be Freddie. I still need all bees to be all bees. I still need some guys to do what they normally do. But this to me was bonus production from Eddie Rosario. It became something that nobody expected.
Probably still pretty wet.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, it's so exciting, and I know we've been talking about this. I heard Andy and Randy, I heard freaking Hugh talk about it just today. You know, running over to the gym, and like literally 3 people in the gym, it was 2 ladies and a guy on the elliptical, 2 Braves hats and a Brave T-shirt. You know, you go into Publix, a couple of the cashiers at Publix were wearing Braves hats. It's so cool when things are cooking the way it is, and everybody loves baseball, and to have a team just do it the way this team has done it. Now we just got to finish it off because it would be the most amazing storyline. Because you know we spent so much time the last 2 weeks. All of those great Bobby Cox teams that had everything, and especially after 99, teams that were stacked. I mean, Carl, the great pitching, the years they added guys like Gary Sheffield, right? I mean, they had all sorts of things. They could bomb it. But this is a team which, again, a sum of its parts, which might be able to do what those guys couldn't do.
Yeah, I told you guys when the playoffs started, there was something about this team. It wasn't necessarily the best Braves team ever. It's not the most talented Braves team. but it might be the right Braves team. And if you would have said, Dukes, we're going to win a championship without Ronald Acuna, I would have said, there's no way. How's that going to happen? He goes down, and you tell me who's replacing Ronald Acuna. That would have been my first comment to you. Little did we know, again, all the guys that we've mentioned and all the guys now that have become fan favorites collectively have done that. And beyond, guys, we replaced 30 home runs from Ozuna and 30 home runs or more from Ronald. That's what's happened with this team in the course since the trade deadline through various guys. It's been absolutely crazy, Mike, and I'm with you. If we are able to win this thing, it is storybook stuff. It is literally, hell, they might be making a movie about Alex Anthopoulos talking about Moneyball. Seriously.
Well, you know what? He's been so great with us, and it was just so cool to get all the units. We kind of went like one by one through all the pieces that he's added, and that was all come together. So now, man, just a matter of, who stays loose. I just think this team especially, and I don't know how you buy it, I mean, how much the psychology plays into it, but when there's, I can't say there's no expectations, right? Because we busted through, here we are, so we don't want to go home and just have the National League pennant, but I just think there's I think there's less pressure on us. I think there's more pressure on the Astros to validate what some people thought was a tainted championship.
There is, Mike. You're absolutely right. DJ Diesel just hit me up, said, let him talk, Dukes. Mm. Bottom line, the Braves are here. And then he sent a picture of Clint Capella. What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it?
And by the way, watch the Hawks last night. Hawks were like an and one video. Hey, Kelly Olynyk, how does John Collins' nuts taste on your back? Yeah, it was unbelievable last night. Great game.
He got him. Got him. All right, man. Buster Only's coming up. We're going to talk World Series with Buster. We'll get his thoughts on these Braves. I'm telling you, everybody's saying Astros, Astros, Astros. I don't think anybody's giving us a shot. As usual, it's Atlanta versus everyone. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down, guys. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. World Series Game 1. We hand the ball to Charlie Morton tonight. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we want to bring on our man, Buster Only, to get his insight into this World Series. And Buster's been covering baseball for a very long time, guys. Buster, we appreciate you joining us again. And it's a special time, obviously. This time of year, there's nothing like October baseball. But now there's nothing like late October into November baseball with the World Series. I want to know what your perception is of this Braves story. Mike and I have been talking about it. What do you think guys like yourself and other national guys around the country have been saying as you've watched this Braves team go from they're probably not going to make the playoffs to they're in the World Series?
Yeah, and I got to say, you know, Braves are always top of mind in my house because my 17-year-old might be the only Braves fan in Westchester County and north of New York City. And, you know, I'm getting text messages during the summer about Will Smith. Meltdown in the ninth inning. He was with him when Ronald Acuna Jr. got hurt and the devastation. Freddie Freeman's his favorite player. And so just because I'm constantly hearing about the Braves, it feels like, you know, sort of followed it minute by minute how, you know, I really feel like the turning point for the team was when Alex Anthopoulos, at a time when a lot of teams are tanking, decided as general manager that he was going to run out the ground ball. You know, when Acuna gets hurt and it doesn't look good for the Braves and he wants to send a message to the players, look, we're not going to quit. We're going to give it a run here. And then they go out and add the outfielders leading up the trade deadline. And the team clearly responds. It's been a great story. The one, you know, perception, and I understand where it came from. I saw a lot of national writers, you know, focus on the fact that the Braves have 88 wins. I don't think that reflects how well they're playing, and I think they're a lot better team than what they generally have been given credit for, in the national media. I don't think people have really focused on how well they've played since the trade deadline.
We were just talking about Jock Peterson wrote an article in the Players Tribune, Buster, talking about, he got the news, oh, crap, I'm getting traded. He's like, the Braves? The Braves are being buyers? So even he was kind of, surprised by it. How much did you think Jorge Soler or Rosario could do the things they're doing?
I thought, you know, in each case that, that each of those guys had a chance to make them a little better, which is exactly what Alex Anthopoulos told me after they made that weekend when they made the deals for Peterson and Vogt. You know, I asked in a text message, I asked Alex, hey, you know, what was your thought here? He said, I'm just trying to get a little bit better. You know, Jock Peterson was going to be an upgrade over what they had. Stephen Vogt in that moment, you know, felt like an upgrade over what they had. Soler, Rosario, they certainly were upgrades over what they had. But, you know, to Soler's credit, he's been working with his personal hitting coach, and he found something. Eddie Rosario, you know, this is the best that we've seen him play. He's got a ton of experience. Adam Duvall, I mean, who would have guessed that he'd be the center fielder, right? you know, and you give credit to Alex for taking advantage of the extra money that he was given by ownership in midseason and to take his shot. I didn't expect them to certainly, you know, be a group that was going to hit over 300 the way that they have.
Buster, only our guest here, guys, on Dukes and Bell, talking about Game 1 and the World Series. Buster, for a lot of Braves fans, obviously, we're not watching Astros baseball. We're aware that they're a good club. They've been in the, you know, World Series 3 of the last 5 years. What makes this team different?
The depth and the quality of their lineup. Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, texted me in May and said, that is the best lineup in baseball. That's the toughest lineup in baseball. You know, we know all about Altuve and Carlos Correa and Bregman because they've been in the postseason so often. But, you know, Michael Brantley has long been one of the underrated hitters in baseball. You know, great professional hitter. And now Yordan Alvarez has become, you know, the Astros version of Freddie Freeman. He's become the Astros version of David Ortiz, you know, Willie McCovey. I've asked people in recent days, give me a comp for what Alvarez is as a hitter, and those are the names that they've mentioned to me because of his ability to take the ball the other way, but also to hit with power. And it's just tough at bat after tough at bat when you're a pitching staff going through that lineup. So, for example, when Charlie Morton starts tonight, if he wound up pitching more than six innings, that would be a shock to me because he's going to have to work to go through that group. They put the ball in play. You know, they are constantly rolling out, you know, four, five, six pitch at bats. And it's why I think that maybe the critical group for the Braves in this series will be probably the part of the team that's considered to be the soft underbelly. And that is the relief corps that you would see sixth, seventh inning. You know, those guys to me are going to have a good series for the Braves to win because of the depth of that Astros lineup. And look, if you guys saw Framber Valdez, who starts tonight for the Astros in his last start against the Red Sox, his sinker was absurd how good it was. He generates a ton of ground balls. That's who you're going to see tonight. You know, we just got word a few minutes ago that Jose Urquidy is going to start game two for the Astros. You know, I and their bullpen's underrated, but their lineup, without a doubt, is the best part of that team.
You guys recognize the voice. It's a Buster Olney with us here, guys, from ESPN here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Buster, how do we use the designated hitter? Obviously, last year in the neutral site games, we loved having the DH, and maybe we'll get it next year if they ever figure out the labor stuff. But who's going to be DHing for us, you think?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't dug into that question. I mean, let's face it, you know, given the alignment that they've had with Rosario and Duvall and Soler, Jock Peterson, none of those guys are Gold Glove caliber outfielders. My guess is that Soler probably would be the guy among the four that I would say he's the least capable, you know, defensively. But I tell you what, it adds the depth in the Braves lineup. But that's the underrated part of their team. You guys remember when they were beaten by the Dodgers last year, it really felt like that when you got to 7-8-9 in the Braves lineup, that it was an abyss. Right. They weren't getting a lot, but Austin Riley has, you know, taken such a big step forward this year. That adds to the depth, and adding these extra outfielders before the trade deadline, that adds to the depth. They have, to me, as much of a circular lineup as the Astros do.
Yeah. And when Buster says this, guys, now we just faced the Dodgers and we were like, whoa, they're better. This is a better lineup, and I think, you know, that's the thing we've got to get around our heads around. It's Buster Olney. Buster, let's talk about, from a managerial standpoint, we love what Brian Snicker has done. Dusty Baker, obviously, you know, legendary. What's this World Series do for both men, the one that wins it?
Well, personally, I think Dusty Baker should already be a Hall of Famer. You know, when you have a playing career where you have almost 2,000 hits, when you're in the postseason constantly, when every other manager who's won as many games as Dusty has already been in the Hall of Fame, he should already be that guy. But I do think that getting into the Hall of Fame and potentially winning it, getting into the World Series and potentially winning it, I think will solidify it for Dusty. And for Snit, I think it's a you know, an opportunity for him to be recognized on the national stage, right? Like, I've been around for baseball for my whole career, so I know him, you know, respect him, have so much appreciation for him. I think he's a big reason why the Braves is the best clubhouse culture in baseball. But to see him on the, you know, national stage, I think people are going to understand, you know, what a good person he is. I'll tell you guys the story I probably have told you before, but my favorite story that says so much about him and his personality, I remember asking him a few years ago as they were going into an off day. I'm like, hey, Snit, what do you like to do when you have a day like that? And you're, you know, it's baseball, so you're thinking fishing, you're thinking hunting, you're thinking, you know, whatever. And his answer was, you know, I like to get a cup of coffee and then walk around Costco just to see what the merchandise is and to go up and down the aisles and see what it is. And he said it as earnestly as you can. As I mean, you guys know him. Right. That's it. And I just thought, what a perfect answer. He's not even going there to buy anything. He just wants to walk up and down the aisles and see what's at Costco. That's perfect.
Yeah, man, Buster Olding's with us. And look, we kind of done the mea culpa on Snit because, you know, when you watch a team night in, night out, you're very critical of the manager. And this was a guy that looked, at first, it's just going to be like a placeholder. And as you said it, he's got the great rapport with the players. He's just done an amazing job. And again, we've given him all the credit, like the moves, taking Ian Anderson out, you know, after just four innings against the Dodgers in Game 6. But then you get the pinch hit and it all works out. Everything he's been touching, knock wood, has turned to gold this postseason.
Well, and I would say this about managing the postseason. You know, I played in a rec league with Bruce Bochy back in the early 90s, so I knew him well. And in 2014, the last year that his Giants won the World Series, so third in 5 years, I walked up to him before a game and he said, hey, Bochy, I'm having a hard time keeping track. Are you a complete idiot today or are you just a genius? Because that's the way the postseason rolls. Right. If you're, everything is viewed through the prism of the results. Look, you know, if the Braves had been knocked out, there would have been questions about Snit and, you know, relying on Luke Jackson, you know, the home run by Bellinger. Let's face it. I mean, it really comes down to the players and whether or not they execute, you know. And I going into this series, that's what I say. My big question is about 6th and 7th inning, whoever they reach for out of that bullpen. You know, Will Smith in the 9th inning, he comes in against a really good Atlanta lineup, or excuse me, Houston lineup. How do those guys execute? That's what the series comes down to.
It's true.
It is. Hey, Buster, just curious, Buster only guys, your son play ball? Does he play baseball?
No, he plays tennis.
Okay. Just curious. I know, you know, being who you are and growing up around it, I wondered if, you know, maybe he wanted to be a ball player or not. So great stuff, Buster. We look forward to your coverage. Appreciate you coming on in the ATL as always. It's going to be a fun series. Thanks again.
It's going to be a blast. And I think it's going to get a lot better television rating than what people realize because of the how, you know, deep the faith is among the Braves fans for their team.
Right on.
Yeah, good point. Buster, take care, man. Be safe. Thank you again.
See you guys.
Yep, all right, got it. Buster only.
And as you said, I mean, like, we know the drill. I mean, it's we're Davey, another Goliath is coming up. These Astros are loaded. But, hey, we've been taking down all comers so far.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is the thing. And I'm trying to prepare us for this barrage we're going to get of Astros. Look how good the Astros are. Just understand that. And we're fine. If you thought the Dodgers, you know, the love fest was, it's going to be that with the Astros because everybody thinks they're the team. So I'm fine. We're going to get into this thing tonight. We'll see. But Buster's right, Mike. Can the bullpen hold up against this lineup that shows power, you know, all the things? They go opposite field. I mean, he talked about, Alvarez. Alvarez is as hot as Rosario is for us right now.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is, you know, that ballpark of theirs, there's a lot, you get a lot of home runs for us to maybe hit in that ballpark. We used to have a lot of fun in that ballpark in the old days, in the old Game 5s with Bobby Cox and company. So, hey, let's hope that we're going to be raking too. It's going to be hype. I think you said 7 games yesterday, you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it goes, I don't think anybody gets swept. I think this goes back and forth, and then it's going to come down to one or two of those moments that we had. Maybe a Rosario moment, maybe a Freddie moment, maybe an Albies moment, maybe a Will Smith moment. I mean, That's the way these things go. Hey, coming up, Chuck Smith's going to join us. We're going to talk Falcons. We'll get his ballers and busters coming off the weekend. Falcons win against the Dolphins. We're going to turn the page starting tomorrow. Coach will join us at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Chuck Smith next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what that music means. It's time for our man, Chuck Smith. We're talking Falcons, NFL. And Chuck joins us on the WayForward.com hotline. Normally at 2:20, guys. We pushed it back today because of Buster World Series conversation. Yep. Chuck, good to have you on, man. And Falcons go down to Miami and handle business.
I know. How about that? Falcons go down there, take care of business. Offense is thorough. I mean, you know what? The Falcons needed that. And when you look at what's going on in the NFC South, if you look at what's going on basically in the entire NFC, the Falcons should feel good about themselves. And they can knock off, maybe take care of one of the big boys and knock off, you know, Carolina this weekend. You know what I mean? They should be feeling good about their opportunities.
Yeah, I know. The only thing we really didn't do much of, Chuck, there was one sack. And, you know, it just didn't generate a lot of pressure. So that secondary, which we know has got a lot of injuries, they had to, you know, hang with those tight ends and those receivers. But, hey, man, we I don't care what you want to call it, man. The offense, we knew this was going to be the business model, right? Offense going to score some points. Defense will get better as the season progresses.
Well, you're exactly right. And the offense, you know, we know they're going to score points. We know what Matt Ryan brings. We know what, you know, Cordell Patterson brings. But I got to say this, though. I'm a little more disappointed. I didn't think the Falcons' defense and the pass rush would be that bad, Mike. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, I didn't think it would be that bad. I mean, I thought because of Dean Pease would be able to doing what? He'd be doing pressure and all these. Remember, we thought the exotic blitzes right. would help, but it hasn't really helped. So I'm a little disappointed in that. And the defensive line has to get a lot better, and not only just the defensive line, Deion Jones and those guys, they got to figure out ways how to use techniques that will help them get pressure.
It's Chuck Smith, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We do it every Tuesday as we recap what's going on and what happened over the weekend. Let's get to Ballers and Busters.
Who performed well and who didn't? Chuck Smith's Ballers and Busters on Dukes and Bell.
All right, Chuck, who did perform well and who didn't?
All right, let's get this thing lit. Okay, my bad. There's an age limit on saying lit. That's what my kids say, but I'm just trying to still figure that out.
Hey, Chuck, let's get crunk, Carl. Sorry.
Hey, all right, man. Let me start out with my ballers, man. The New York Giants defense went crazy, y'all. On the Panthers, they produced a season-high 6 sacks. And my top pass rusher in last year's draft, Azeez Ojulari. Now, Mike Bell, we talked about this,
mm-hmm.
right?
We talked about.
I said it, right? Okay. 5 tackles, 2.5 sacks. I mean, listen, they were career high. He also had 4 hits on the QB, 3 tackles for loss. Listen, man, Azeez Ojulari is going to be an absolute star. Go watch the video. Go see. I'm going to post a video here today where he's training the cross chop. And he's using the cross chop.
So nonetheless, y'all hear me talk about this move all the time. Aziz Ojulari, wish he was a dirty bird, but that's for another day, another story, okay? Number two, shout out to my guy, Pass Rush Family. Listen, Aaron Donald, to me, he's the fastest Hall of Famer in NFL history. He's already in. He was in really a year ago. And Aaron Donald, listen, 19 turnovers. He got another one this weekend. That's 2016. He has the most, and a baller goes out to Aaron Donald. Arizona defense gets the baller. Everybody keeps talking about the quarterback, and they're talking about what they're doing on offense. But listen, man, Houston had 5 points, y'all. Check this out, though, Mike, Carl. 2 for 13 on third down.
Wow.
Come on, listen, man. I mean, Arizona's defense, Marcus Golden is showing out. Another Pass Rush Family member that, you know, a lot of Falcon fans, I seen on Twitter, Mike, Carl, they were saying, man, how about Marcus Golden? Can he fill in? He was cheap.
Yeah.
You know, the people up north might have thought about that.
Yeah. We got no money.
Yeah, it's true. And you're right. You said that about the Ravens defense last week as we talked about Lamar Jackson, and you're saying it about Kyler Murray and this Cardinals defense. They are still undefeated. It's Chuck Smith, guys, as we talk football with Chuck. All right, so let me ask you this. As we get back to the Falcons, I want to ask you about Dean Pease. You talked about these exotic blitzes and things. Do you think that he is, and I'm going to use the word afraid. That might not be the right terminology, but do you think he is reluctant to do that because of our personnel, or should we just be trying to do it anyway to create some kind of pressure?
You know what I think, what's going on with Coach, and just my opinion.
Okay, go for it.
I think he's willing to die a slow death than a fast one. The fast one comes when you send pressure, and we know we got cornerbacks that can't cover man-to-man. Right. We know we got a rookie playing at safety. We know that this coverage, our cornerbacks are beat up. We know we got nickel. We're down to second or third nickel defender. I think he wants to sit back, play zone, cover three, keep two high safeties over the top, and not give up the big plays because of the personnel. And I want to publicly apologize to Coach Smith and Dean Pease for coming in here and what Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff left. It is absolutely it's embarrassing, really, it is, from their regime. So I think they should take more responsibility. I also think the scouting department from the Falcons, if they're still there, whatever protocol they had over the last couple of years before Dean Pease and Coach Smith needs to be erased. So I pray that that last regime, I hope Arthur and those guys got rid of them. So to me, they don't the answer, second part of the question, it's the personnel. So Dan Pease is going to die a slow death instead of giving up big bombs and things, y'all.
Yeah, it's a good point, Chuck, because I was watching the game. I think the one time, Carl, they blitzed the safety. That's when Gesicki got out there for a big game, their tight end. So, you know, and it is what it is. You know, Debo missed some tackles, and we still found a way to win the game. But you're right. I'm not trying to belabor the point Chuck's making, but we try to explain to the listeners, it's X's and O's, and it is Jims and Joes, and our Jims and Joes are not that special.
No, they're not. And again, I talked about spare tires the other day. When you get a flat tire, we're on 85. You get a spare tire, and then you got to do what? You got to get another one. The Falcons just have to – they got to weather the storm because they got several spare tires that really, you know, have to be replaced on this car. And it's not going to happen this year. We just don't have the talent. But hopefully another thing I'd like to see this new this new staff do, I want to see the development of talent. The one thing that we didn't have, and I've talked about this, about the lost generation of pass rushers we have with Tack, with Vic, you know, several other guys in the past. But I'm looking forward to seeing development, and hopefully this next regime doesn't draft by athletic ability and speed and draft by technique and production.
Yeah, it's a great point, but we don't talk about that a lot, Chuck, and it gets back to what you do. It's Chuck Smith. It's Dukes and Bell. He's on the WadeForward.com hotline, and that is teaching, right? I mean, you talk about the Pass Rush Family, and for those folks who are not aware, when he starts talking about some of the guys that he's worked with around the league and other teams, and, you know, because again, guys come to Chuck and say, hey, what else do I need to work on? And we talk about these signature moves with pass rushers. But the teaching part of it, Chuck, and I want to ask you this, and we'll let you roll.
Mm-hmm.
As an NFL head coach, how much time do I have? All of this stuff, you can't do it during the regular season. That's done in the off season, right? You can't teach me the things I need to use during a season in the season.
Well, a lot of it does start in a gym with trainers or on the field, but I'm not going to let the coaches get a pass. Absolutely, yes, you can go in there right now and help these guys with moves. That's the responsibility. So the entire NFL, not just the Falcons, assistant coaches get a pass. You never hear anyone talk about, wow, he can't rush because the outside linebacker coach is not teaching him. But what's happening is there's not any information out there, so people don't truly understand that. But the responsibility, yes, the responsibility right now, if the position coach, the Falcons position coach or any position coach, heck yeah, they should be out there working on these moves. But here is the great challenge. We're still at the Neanderthal level of pass rush where the NFL is divided. You got a lot of the old regime, old coaches like, you know, Coach Pease. But then you got a lot of young coaches out there, a lot of young coordinators that are open-minded. And the mindset of most of the old-school coordinators and old-school D-line coaches, let's just rush three and be safe, let's drop eight, because I don't understand these signature moves. So real quick story. The pass rush cross-chop Euro step was created by O.C. Yeminyori. It was going on in 2006. I've had coaches, not as much lately. Matter of fact, I had a coach this year, a guy from the nation's capital team. Okay. He said, Chuck, why are you guys jumping all around? That doesn't work. But I'm like, Aaron Donald's got 50 sacks off of it. I'm watching O.C. I'm watching Adrian Claiborne. I'm watching many guys. I'm watching guys in college. So at this Neanderthal level, the mindset has to change from these position coaches. You got to be able to teach it. You don't get a pass. You can teach it right now. And if you can't do it, guess what? They need to find somebody else.
Cool. How much about that is athleticism or, I mean, you got to have the right guys because some guys just can't do it.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
Aaron Donald's the greatest example. He has short arms, and he was told he was a second rounder even after he had the greatest Senior Bowl performance of all time, that All-Star game. It doesn't matter. The best pass rushers are smart, and they have the ability to use what they're trained to do. You got smart pass rushers, and you got dumb pass rushers, not dumb people. Smart pass rushers do what the great ones do. They use moves. Dumb pass rushers go into every game. You see them bull rushing and never having success. Here's another great example. Vic Beasley ran a 4.65. How many sacks he get? Chuck McKinley could run. How many sacks he get? But then if you go look up Chandler Jones, Chandler will tell you Chandler Jones is not that fast. All these guys that are rushing, Yannick Ngakoue is not that fast. It's about skill. And are you a smart pass rusher? Are you disciplined enough to use the move? Dumb pass rushers never get sacked.
Great stuff, Chuck. We appreciate you as always. We'll talk Friday. Get ready for the next matchup, Carolina. We'll talk big on big, offensive line, D-line, advantages and such. Appreciate you, Chuck. Get us out of here, man.
Live life every day like it's third and eight. Let's go Braves.
Let's go Braves. There it is, man. Chuck Smith. That's great stuff. So he says no passes. Coaches can teach during the season. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of coaches tell me over the years, it's hard to teach during the season because you're focused on so many other things. Okay. All right. So there it is.
Look, I mean, Beasley, I mean, we've had this conversation a million times. Beasley was the guy that made sense at the time to be a top 10 based on his production at Clemson. It just, save for one year here, Carl, it just never, you know, happened. You know, you could argue, you know, tacking a guy like Rashid Hageman. Now there's projects that you overthought it. You got too cute, right?
Yeah. Vic, nice guy. Didn't love it. And if you don't love it,
right,
you're not going to put your whole heart into it. And that's just where we're at. I mean, by the way, where's Vic now? Anybody? Where's Vic Beasley? It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk more
Braves.
See,
I was good. I'm not cutting when you do those rhetorical questions. I don't jump in. I'm paying attention.
We're going to talk more about our Braves coming up. More about what's going on around the NFL. Mike, last night, I got to tell you, I had no interest in the game. I see the score is tied like 10-10. I'm like, okay, fourth quarter.
It's hard.
Somebody's got to win. And Jameis, not that impressive, Mike.
Tough to watch. That was tough to watch last night, man. No joke.
All right, we got to trade the NFL. We got a guy on the COVID list that may hurt one of the favorites this weekend. Lots of stuff going on. NFL Blitz is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.